All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this isn't the Grim Articles show. We're doing like a end of year thing. I'm not feeling great, but we're still doing this. So, honestly, guys, I'm going to be real with you. I was looking at the articles just December 30th, like when this is December 30th. Well, it's December 31st now, but I was looking at December 30th and it was all fucking bad news. It was like, okay, this teacher is messing around with this fifth grader. And then this other article talking about how women are tired of men. And this is December 30th talking about women want to decenter themselves from men.
Sounds like and they want boys.
It's just, yeah. Yeah, it's getting kind of crazy, man. I'm getting...
Chris Hemsworth's going to start finding them in the stings.
Pretty much. Okay, so hold on. Let me change my difficulty. I got to change my slot to a new game. Two lives, two continues. Not suitable for newbies. We'll go right here. Normal difficulty, the basics. Alright, who am I gonna play as this time?
Yeah.
Hina.
Yeah.
Let me switch your character. Alright, so yeah. Let's go over some of the things that actually happened this year that you remember. So let's think.
What? This is Trump's first year, right?
Yep, Trump's first year.
First complete year. I think it's gone good so far. Mm-hmm. Every time the left tries to come up with something to knock them down, it backfires, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
I do think they need to have a bigger... moving forward, they need to focus more on figuring a solution between... I would call it an invasion. It'd be the Muslim agenda. They've been attacking Christmas trees and destroying people's property because they think it's against the Quran. And, you know, their prescription is, it's in the Quran, go and take over, basically.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And they're taking over all these different suburbs throughout the U.S. And so... it is something,
right? Yeah, a lot of people really are worried.
Sharia law isn't compatible with the Constitution at all.
No, that's the thing. It's absolutely not.
And this, they're gonna have to make some rules. Like, yeah, freedom of religion, but you know, if you can't follow the rules of the country, you don't need to be here.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, I agree, and it is kind of scary because, you know, our country is founded on freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of religion, things like that, and if your religious law is like, hey, well, you can't do this, you can't do that, but I have a freedom of constitution to do that, it's like, whose law is it, your God's law or my country's law, and that's the issue that we're having. Like, I don't have a problem with, like, people that are Muslim and stuff, but, I mean, if they're gonna be, like...
They gotta, you know, not attack anybody.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's Muslim guys that run the liquor store, and they're pretty cool, so I don't have any problem with them.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, I went to buy some booze. They were
like
cool.
I
they
said,
helped me.
Not every Middle Easterner.
Absolutely, absolutely not. And there's some that don't even believe in that stuff. Like my friend is, you know, Middle Eastern, and
but
he doesn't
do
believe in
say
any of that.
It is one of the largest religions in the world nowadays.
Yes, it is.
If not the largest, because Christianity's not as big in other parts where. Because it goes better with communism, too.
Keep in mind that China is mainly atheist. Because I looked that up. And most of the people believe in what they call Chinese folk religion. It's the biggest part of the country.
That sounds...
The rest are Christian, and then you have the ones that are Islam.
Well, they're probably secret Christian, because I heard that's against the law.
It's more accepted over there now.
Well, their version of the Bible's not very... It's made to fit the Chinese
Communist Party. I'm sure. Everything is made to fit the Chinese Communist Party.
They're not getting to get the full thing.
Yep. Yeah, they know it. It's a completely different country, man. I try to keep my jurisdiction over in the United States. You can't really...
Of course, India is probably one of the largest populations.
They're Hindu.
Hindu and Muslim.
Yep.
Where else? There's several places, but...
Oh, yeah.
You know, if anything, the UK's already been a tester, and they're basically, I've heard, it's no longer even the Europe you thought you could imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Or what you would imagine when you think of Europe.
Yeah.
That it's been taken over, and the rape and the stabbings and all that have gotten so out of
control. Well, that's UK. Yeah, the UK's
and
real
then
bad
it's
about
moved
that.
To like Ireland and Scotland. I think they should allow guns.
Yep.
For natural born citizens only. That way they can police their. I watched a video last night where one of the journalists kept getting attacked everywhere he went by Muslims.
Mm.
And I'm like, that's ridiculous. They need to have them a revolution. But, you know, you can't be letting it bleed over here.
Yeah. Well, we had, I mean, aside from all the political stuff, we did have other things happen this year, like the death of Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, that was sad.
Which was really, it was more of a celebration for us. We celebrated his life. Now, keep in mind, guys, he did that huge concert in June, that big, big, big concert that was streamed everywhere, and I've got a copy of it. A lot of other people got a copy of it off the internet.
Oh, yeah.
And it's great. It was a 10-hour show. It was amazing. It was a wonderful show. And then, of course, he did Ozzy's set, and then he did Black Sabbath. And then after that, they gave him the cake. And after that, it wasn't much longer. About 2 weeks later, he died. And they had the funeral.
It didn't even seem like it was 2.
It was 2 weeks.
It was 2.
It was 2 weeks. And then after that, he died. And, That was it. And of course, you know, we mourned him. I listened to a whole day of just Ozzy. All Ozzy music.
One of course, it was probably painful. It was probably a relief.
Oh, well, yeah. It's that fucking doctor. Doctor did it. The doctor did a horrible, horrible, horrible surgery and screwed him up for good.
Mm.
Yeah, it's the doctor's fault. It's malpractice. Yeah. Yeah. You have to watch that documentary that it did.
Really? I mean, of course we got, I don't know, it just, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's going on, but right now on the top of my head, can't think of anything.
Well, yeah, that happened. There's a lot.
Of course, several movies came out that were pretty decent.
Yeah.
I still haven't watched Good Fortune yet.
I did.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
I'll have to give it a shot tonight. If I'm still feeling like being awake.
But, Shit.
And what's the backstory for this guy?
They had their ship stolen and they're going to get it back.
Oh, so they're not from the planet?
No, they're from the planet. They're go-go.
Ship.
They're go-go dancers.
Okay, that's...
They're freaking go-go dancers and they had their ship stolen and they're getting it.
Oh, their shit?
Yeah, their shit. They got their shit stolen, and they're going to get it back.
End up on a ship.
Right now there's a ship. Yeah, there's an alien ship in the game, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, these bimbos.
Damn. This has kind of been my comfort game, because there's so many different ways you can play it. There's so many different ways you can take on the stages, and there's all kinds of stuff to unlock. You can unlock all kinds of cheats, you can unlock everything. Just a great game. Took a long time for this guy to make it. Like, freaking 5, 6, 7 years.
Yeah.
Which, it's got a lot of replay value. Four player, too.
Good. I've been playing the hell out of that Marvel's Cosmic
Universe. Yeah, that's good, too. I haven't finished it. Have you finished it?
I am to, what's his name? It's like the King of the Venoms, basically. I can't think of his name, but it's in the comics, too.
Yeah.
It created the Venoms.
I haven't gotten there yet.
Farther
than I am.
Yeah, well, I got Venom in the Venom level.
Oh, you got Venom. Good luck. Good, man. I cannot fucking...
That was the easy one.
Really?
The,
you know that...
What's her name was the hard one for me.
Phoenix?
No, what's it? Thor's sister?
Oh, that's a pain in the butt. I could not beat her.
I finally did. You gotta keep dodge. You gotta just move.
Yeah. You know,
and
I still don't
like...
If you
hit her with something, that makes her swords disappear, too.
Okay.
But you have to do your long-range attack.
Who do you use most in the game?
I use... Or for her, I used Nova and... what is it? The dinosaur version of Thor.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
Beta Ray Bill, maybe?
Something.
Oh.
But, Warhammer! I like how he did. Come back! What? No, it's a lot of fun.
That's a really fun game.
Playing,
and of course,
the
you know, tribute
over
game.
And over,
yeah.
Getting all the challenges.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Building the characters.
Oh, yeah, because you can do that. I forgot.
You build them up, you do better in the harder levels.
Yep, in the harder levels, you're right. Ooh!
What? Didn't even see it coming. What?
Ooh!
That looks like a Frankenstein version of Angel Mama. Really? I think it's the handkerchief over the head. Come and get your pancakes!
Supposed to make a pirate! I think a pirate! Damn.
See Rosie.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, that's her name.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know what her... And this is the newest version of the game, too. It just had an update today, so they added some things. The dev is still adding things, so I'm like, yeah, sure, add more to this game. Go ahead. I don't care. It costs $60 to have yourself put into the game, though. So that was... I didn't want to do that. Almost had it happen, though.
You could be a bimbo?
What? Well, no. In the back, see all the people in the background? Like the characters in the background? Yeah, you had to pay $60 to get added in there.
Yeah, I think I'm good.
Yeah, I wanted to have my character in there, though, because I do like this game, but it's cool. And I have been playing it on YouTube. Like, honestly, I've been playing this on YouTube as well. Because it's just, like, people have asked. I had a Brazilian. It's a Brazilian guy that made it.
Yeah?
Yeah, Brazilian, they make really good games. Like, classic games. This is all hand-drawn and shit.
All the art
and everything, which is really good. I like it. Okay, take the wheel. Wake Rosie.
Yeah.
Trying to think what else. Oh, okay. So this year is also the year that we finally broke off from She Who Shall Not Be Named, because I had to go through all that crap where we had this long phone chat that I won't talk much about, and it just seemed to me that she was cuckoo. Like, I don't even mean like.
I don't speak ill about.
No. I speak ill because, I mean, she's literally No, I mean, I don't mean... Look, this is what I'm going to try to say to you guys. I don't mean that, oh, she's cuckoo. I mean, no, she's literally crazy and may harm herself and other people. And it seemed like it could be a dangerous situation. Like, this was getting kind of crazy. There were some things that she would not talk to me about. And I was like, okay. Like, she said she had made a mistake or did a bad thing. And she would not tell me what it was. And I was like, okay. You're acting like somebody I can't trust right now, right? You're acting like someone I can't trust. And she demanded a million times for me to remove the videos. And I did. Even after I removed the videos, she asked me to remove them again and said that she was going to have a lawyer. I was like, well, they're gone. Every single video that has you is gone. I don't know. It just seemed like bad things are happening. And she has not contacted me or anything, and I'm not contacting her. I think I'm really and finally done with her because she's just...
Probably custody, because anybody that listens to those videos knows she's...
Not only that...
Off her rocker.
Not only that, but... Yeah, she did... The custody thing happened.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, the custody thing happened, but it was more than that. She did something else, and she refuses to tell me about it.
What?
I don't know.
Had all those rules for the date she's dating, no, but she didn't follow anything herself.
That's, yeah, I don't know. I don't want to know. It's one of those situations.
Yeah.
I'd probably be better off not knowing. Just one of those situations. Oh, but I'm glad that's over with.
Well,
and that's one of the things I said, I don't know if she ever will. She's waiting for somebody to do it for her. Well, that's the only thing I got, is that she wants somebody to do it for her.
It's going to take heavy medication.
Yes.
And probably
she says they
forced
won't see
stay
her.
At a psychiatric clinic.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, guys, it's going to be a psychiatric thing.
Yeah.
Mm. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Hold on. Yep. Yeah, they're a pain in the ass.
Got them corn-fed girls on here.
Corn-fed my ass. That woman is a literal ball.
Butterball.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
That's her main meal.
Oh, shit.
Well, she moves pretty quick, though, for a fat girl.
Yeah.
Bongo angry.
They're a pain in the ass. They jump. Yeah, see, they do the ninja shit where they disappear. It's a pain in the ass. And I don't really want to use her move, but you want to use your super whenever you get a chance, because if you die, you lose it. And it kind of just sucks. Damn. It's alright. You get 3 credits. You get 3 credits in the game. After that, you get a game over. Now, it bugged me in the last version, but I bet they fixed it this time. But... the last version of the game, basically what happened is it wouldn't register that I had, you know, gotten a continue, or that I'd lost all 3 lives. It usually sends you to, like, a game or continue thing where you're on a train track. And, of course, it has the countdown. And once you do that, of course, you lose a credit. But it didn't do that. It just brought me back to the game. So I'm like, okay, shit, I'll finish it then.
Okay.
Oh, shit. All right, Mr. Fat. Yeah, and this game, of course, came out this year also, so I think that's pretty cool. And as far as, let's see, what did we do with the channel? Well, we started Sleepless, finally. That was a big deal. Yeah, and I have good fucking news. Sleepless Nocturne got announced for January 26th, and I already bought it. Like, I already bought it. It's a done deal. So it was cheap. It's only $16. I was like, wow, that's a steal for that game. So yeah, we're definitely bringing you both Sleepless and Sleepless Nocturne now, because like they're gonna be done that quick, like at the end of next month. So I can't wait for that. Now you guys do know that next month is AVN month. And, we started Lust Theory Season 3, but we only did a preview. And the only reason I'm doing that, guys, is very simple, because they haven't added all the voice acting yet. They only have the voice acting in the, this boss is really tough. I wish I didn't fight the Oni sisters right now. They're a pain in the ass. Damn. But, yeah. Anyway, like I said, guys, we will be going into Lust Theory 3 proper, but I'm just waiting for all the voice acting to be put in, because it is not going to be fun without the voice acting. By the way, Steam people are not happy with the game, and there's a reason for that. Remember, this is different from Lust Theory 1 and 2. The difference between this is they actually hired a ghostwriter of 8 years' experience, and they wanted him to write the story for the game, to finish it up. People are kind of bored. I think they wanted more sex and less story. And this guy said, well, I have a story I want to tell in this game. Now, for me, it might be good because I want a story. But for some people that just want the... I mean, dude, they gave you a 2 or 3 hour orgy scene in Lust Theory Season 2. So you really don't... I mean, there's really not much else they can do with those characters. And I would like to see them... Alright, hold on. Oh! Hi-ya! I did alright.
Yeah.
But yeah, Lust Theory, and we started Fetish Locator S&M Studio, which is one of the best. We're going back to it next month, guys. Don't worry. I've got to, because I love that game. It's really good. And we want to go back to Race of Life, which Annie over at Sex Positive Gaming says was one of her favorite AVNs. And it is just so good. There's times reading that I wanted you there, because you would laugh your fucking ass off at the writing. Yeah. The jokes, and just... It's really good. So... Yeah, there's that one. Let's see, what else did we do? I'm not sure if we finished. I think we finished a few games. I know, yeah, we finished Nope Nope Nurses, finally. And we started on Nope 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 Nurses. And we also started on Forgotten Ward, or whatever that is. Forbidden Ward, which is a new one that GOG put out just Christmas Eve. And it's similar to Nope Nope Nurses. And I promise you guys, we're going to do more of Night Shift Nurses, because I know you guys like that, especially the females. I know you're watching. So we're going to try to bring you that. Let's see, what else? The comics. On the BitChute channel, I've been putting up a lot of the comics from the YouTube, and you guys have responded well to those. Now, you guys do know that the YouTube channel, the comics, is the biggest channel I have. It's almost at 800 people. And we're doing very, very well. I'm getting a lot of requests for this, that, and the other. And I'm trying to handle that. Of course, I'm not doing anything right at the moment. But I will be doing a lot tomorrow. Because I gotta read 2 hours of comics tomorrow, basically.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I gotta give that to those people, because I promised I'd do that. Also, what else so the biggest thing for me this year was the AI music. Was really getting into it. And this was the year I actually decided
to... think about it. The big transformation in AI in general happened this year.
Yes. Yeah, it did.
Because we watched it where it was only doing still pictures that were moving...
And then now it's
it
doing
to like straight up movies now.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty crazy. And the red one. The red one's lying. So, anyway, like I was saying, guys, this was the big year I opened up the Grimlord AI on BitChute. And I'm really proud of that freaking channel. Because, I won't take credit for the music. I didn't have anything to do with it. But I take credit for all the lyrics because they're all mine. So what you're hearing in there, I didn't go into program and say, write me a song about. I literally, you know, see, you can actually hear it. That's me hitting notebooks, you know, flipping through paper. You hear the paper? That's actual paper that I have written lyrics. I got stuff that goes back to high school from 1998. This is the year I put all that stuff up. And I've got thousands of stuff, right? Thousands of just so much songs. And I'll be releasing them here, you know, shortly. Some of that older stuff. But, yeah, some of you guys really responded well to it. And I am happy to see that. I'm glad that you guys liked it. I know that AI is pretty big deal right now. Like, as in, there's been a lot of people just giving me the absolute shit and telling me I'm terrible and everything else, and I just don't even care. Now, however, there is two ways I'm going to talk about this. Now, the first way is I've talked to some people that were literally displaced that have lots and lots of experience in their fields. One was a programmer that had been with a company for many, many, many years, okay? That was his thing. That's what he went to school for. That's what he was good at. And he's like, well, they've displaced me. They're doing vibe coding, which is AI coding. And I don't think vibe coding is viable because there's nobody to fucking check it. Yeah. You have to check and make sure it's doing a good job. And if people that aren't programmers aren't checking it, then how in the world are you going to know the AI is doing a good job, right? You can't just vibe code everything. And that's why I feel that people that are, you know, basically upset about AI, like, keep creating, keep doing shit, keep honing your skills, because we still need people with skills. That's one thing we're definitely going to continue to need, you know. I mean, by all means, I could go in there into a prompt and say, write me a song about blank, but it doesn't feel right? It's something that I would rather write myself, because that's what I've been doing for 25 years. So when I'm taking that music and I'm like, okay, I am a former musician, obviously. I've been with bands, I've played music, and I've reviewed music for freaking 10 years of my life, right? Working with every band you think of. So when I say, hey, I know what kind of style I want and what I'm looking for personally, that's what I'm doing. Now, I would do other things, you know, I'll say, I wonder what this crazy song would sound like done by this, or, you know, because you have the different AI bands, right? You have the metalcore one with the female singer, and then you have the power metal band, and the, you know, just the, all the different, all the different little bands that I have, you know, all the little styles. So I'll do experiments sometimes. Sometimes I don't even release them. I'm just like, I wonder what that would sound like. And sometimes it comes out really freaking good. It's just like, oh, wow, that's cool. That's not something I would expect. And yeah, it's fun. It is fun to do that. I'll be honest with you. I've spent more time generating and messing around with the AI music and writing my lyrics into the program than I've done really anything else the past couple of months. And I just mean the past few months, not like the beginning of the year. I can say that this was the year I whooped some of the early Rance's games ass. I beat Rance 1, I beat Rance 2, I'm working on 3. Oh, you have to, she'll kill, yeah, that thing will fucking insta-kill you. Those things will insta-kill you. I don't like them. If once they eat you, yeah, they'll take a whole life. You have to be really careful. There's a boss that can spawn them, but I didn't know they were regular enemies. But yeah, so there's been a lot of different things that I have done, and I'm very, very proud of how productive I've been with the AI recently. You know, I've actually got almost every single thing I wrote in early high school, generated. Okay, even the crazy songs that make me laugh because they were written during a time in high school where something happened and they directly reference high school drama. Those are always fun to hear. Ooh, but I got an extra life somehow. So, yeah. So that was done. And now I'm almost done with my latest lyrics, like the stuff I did, in my 20s. And that stuff has been really good. And I've only got like 17 more on that, and I think I'm almost done. So yeah, it's been fun on that. I've like I said, I got a lot of that, and I want to continue. However, of course, we know the WMG model is coming for Suno, for those of you that have paid attention to my other videos. And I don't know how that's going to affect me yet, okay? But as soon as I find out, I'll let you guys know. And I'd like to continue putting some of my older stuff up on the channel. When I mean older, I'm talking about stuff I generated a few months ago, right? That I just haven't released yet. So, there's been a lot of cool stuff this year, and there's been a lot of crazy stuff that happened this year. I don't know what the next year is going to be like. Oh, we had all the censorship. This was the year of the adult censorship. Don't forget about that. All the adult games are saying, what was the name of that game we played? The one with your mother that caused all the problems?
Stepmother.
Yeah.
Abuse or
I something. Can't remember.
It was something that was the title was seemed a little.
Oh yeah. No. It was the same thing as a wrestling game. It was the name of No Mercy.
No Mercy.
Yeah, that's the one that really caused a. That's the one that caused a lot of trouble and controversy for everybody.
She dropped her drawer and said, what are you going to do? He's like, sweep the leg. You have a problem with that? No, sister.
Yes, Steam went crazy and all the Visa, MasterCard crap. It was not something any of us expected. I did not expect anybody to go after the adult games. I'm 100% serious. I did not think that adult games were going to be affected. And I didn't think they were going to be affected in such a way. And I didn't realize there was going to be this huge anti-porn campaign with all these, now, I agree that some people can go a little too far with it. But, yeah, they're like, we got to ban it all. I'm like, good God, yeah. So it was a little crazy that they were wanting to go after the adult games. Now, that seems to have gone down since Rants got announced for Steam. I'm really, really, really... So that's the biggest surprise of 2025. This game... I don't even know how they did it. We're talking about all the Rants games. Rants 1, 2, 3, 4... 1 and... Okay. 1 and 2, 3, 5D, 6, Sengoku Rants, Rants 8, Rants 9, and Rants 10. All of them going to be on Steam. And I have no idea how the hell they got it off. Because Rants, I thought that was the thing that Steam would never, ever, ever, ever be able to touch. Because it was just that. But they're so good. The games are so great. The lore, the stories, the music, everything. They're so good. It's just Rants, he likes non-con. He likes to rape the women. And that's not something that Steam really puts up too well. And they also didn't rate them adults only. So they're basically taking all the adult stuff out of the games when they put them on Steam. Which is fine, because the games will work fine just as regular games.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're fun that way. And most people want to play Sengoku anyway.
Yeah.
So, that's fine. But I don't know how the rest of the world is going to react to Rants actually being available for the first time in the history. Man, this is a game series that's as old as... Well, the first one goes back to 1980.
Yeah.
So this is one of the oldest adult games ever made.
Right when the computers were coming out.
Yes. Yes. So the very first Rants was made in 1980.
Home computers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's as old as, what was it, Porn Adventure? One of the very first?
What?
I think it was called Porn Adventure. I can't remember the name of it. Probably not. Or Sex Adventure, I can't remember. And then Leisure Suit Larry, which is probably our
oldest. I know Leisure Suit.
So Leisure Suit Larry is as old as Rants.
Okay.
And finally seeing but Rants 1 and 2 were remade. They were remade in 2000-something. So,
my favorite one was Nintendo 64, Leisure Suit Larry. or it may have been PS2.
Magna Cum Laude. That's a good one. So, yeah, those games were good. And like I said, the Rance games actually coming out, that's going to be interesting to see. And now, of course, they're not coming out to 2026. So it's not just something they're going to throw on us. And it said, you know, coming soon. So all these people are really, really, really excited. It's some of the biggest news we've ever had. And, of course, you guys know I've been playing Rance. I have decided I'll probably put the videos back on BitChute. I don't know. I was asking BitChute about stuff, and their staff just ignored me. So I'm just like, I guess you guys don't care. So I'm just going to put the stuff up. So that's my, I don't know. That's what I'm going to do, I guess. But, yeah, so it's been so much going on. I mean, I'm sure we can talk about more. The sleep token shit.
Probably should have reviewed what happened this year.
That's all right.
I've forgotten so much.
Yeah. That happens with age. That happens with age.
Wouldn't say age, just when you do the same job
every day. That's true. That's true.
Over and over. Nothing changes.
And I got off of sleep meds. I guess I could say that's a plus.
All the TVs at the casino don't have the volume on. You just see the game.
And
the nightly news plays, but you can't hear what's going on. You gotta hope they have a prompt.
Like they have a picture or something like that. Well, don't they have closed caption?
The rebel forces are attacking. What does it mean? Now I gotta Google it.
Oh, man.
The Empire.
Yeah. I was just gonna say, the Empire. Hold on. Yeah, they're retconning a lot of that shit. Oh, by the way, I think they made a Predator movie that was actually good. I've been hearing some good things about
it. I had to check it out.
I've been hearing some real good things about it. And people are saying now they need to do it to Alien. Because Alien's not so good. The Alien Earth, apparently they did a bad job of that one.
Oh, the one on FX?
At the end. Yeah, at the end people don't like it. And
I was going to start watching it.
Yeah, it's good until the end. You should watch it.
Yeah.
You should watch
it. I think I will.
And you had Welcome to Derry. That was good.
Yeah, that was really good. Mm-hmm.
And we get Stranger Things tomorrow, so we'll find out how that ends.
I heard it was getting pretty gay.
Well, we knew this character was gay, but they tried to make a big deal out of it because, I mean, it was the 1980s, so actually admitting to somebody you're gay was actually kind of a...
Almost like, oh, well, you got AIDS.
Well, here's the crazy thing. So somebody went and asked, I don't know if it's Grok or somebody, but they basically asked, they said, what year did the AIDS epidemic really start? And it's 1987. So the thing is, Stranger Things starts about like the last season is like 1986, 1987. So when Will says he's gay, he's literally saying he's gay in the start of the AIDS epidemic.
It was going on before that.
That's when it started. That's when it became an epidemic.
When Fauci really terrorized everybody. You know, he was talking about they did investigations in gay bathhouses, and Fauci was head of that research.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He's the one that said you could be sharing a bowl of cereal.
I remember.
Be in the same room with someone and catch it like it would be
airborne.
Like
it was airborne, yeah.
And you had a lot of hate crimes, a lot of stuff. So you can thank your buddy Fauci, liberals.
I don't think too many people have. Oh, and the Epstein files leaked at some point, some way. And of course, we saw more pictures of Bill Clinton. But that was last week.
I mean, if we didn't already know, he was friends.
It was so funny that they didn't even have to blank his face
out. It's like him and
Epstein
were made for each other.
It's like they didn't even blank his face off.
Blow your mind. Look up AI Epstein.
Oh, no.
Clinton. Oh, it's like they're hanging out on the beach together and playing grandass.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
There's one they did AI where it's like, I'm gonna have to move in with you. That bitch is crazy. She kills people.
Oh, speaking of, I found this out, I think it was last night, if not the night before. I was going through my old AI channels, and remember those channels where they had the women with the giant boobs?
Yeah.
YouTube deleted all of those.
Oh.
Yeah, they kept the ones with the muscular women, but they got rid of all the ones with the giant boobs. And there was not even anything being shown.
They're not pro-boob.
They're not pro-boob. And I was like, man. Because that guy was doing some amazing things, and I'm sure AI was just going to develop into even greater films.
Greater,
I mean, I've seen some of these films. They're getting pretty good. So, gotta check that out. But all right, guys. So, I think we've done enough on this one. I'm not feeling exactly great, and he's gonna go. So we will see you guys next time on the Grim Whatever This Is show. And we'll do the Grim
Whatever This Is
show. Well, this isn't the Grim Articles show. But next week we'll do the Grim Articles show. Now, we were also supposed to go through the Pornhub statistics, which I actually do have. For 2026. Oh. Yeah, I actually do have those. So we will do those probably a little late in probably the start of January. We'll do them in the start of January. Which today is, okay, it's Wednesday. So we'll just do another one on Saturday.
Okay.
We'll try to do another one on Saturday. Maybe we'll just go through it. Yeah, we'll go through it on there. It'll be the 3rd. So we'll do it on the 3rd. All right, guys. So at any rate, I'm out. We'll see you next time.
Later.